And speaking of the finances end of it, how much money do I need, you know, if any, to get my music overseas or to, like, engage somebody like you to help me out and get me out there?
Well, there's not a lot of people doing what I do, but at least I haven't heard about it. But there's all kinds of deals could be cut to get it happening. I've had, and I don't encourage it because I particularly want to work on a small fee in front. We work on a monthly fee, and I like to get a percentage on the back end because I don't run with anything I don't think I can get placed. So we usually take a 10% finder's fee on the back end of any kind of monies generated from the deal that we do for them. And so that's the kind of sort of how I set it up. And the monthly fee is based on a couple of factors. One, how much of music there is. I mean, the quantity of work, and obviously the quality has to be there. And then if there are other things that they want us to do during the course of the year, they want us to pitch a film and TV here or games, okay, that's another factor. And if it's a vast catalog, someone's got, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of tracks and tunes, and we happen to fall in love, the fee's a little bit higher. But always, to me, the biggest factor is the back end. We want to participate because if I'm going to make you guys, you know, $1 million, I don't mind making $100,000.
Right, a little incentive.
Yes, exactly, and we're really selective, Nate. We don't. We got so many people that are really, really talented. But talent is one thing. It's somebody that's got to really be clear-headed about business, take creative suggestions as well as the business suggestions that we have. I mean, that's really where it's at. So we're really particular, and that's kind of how I have to do it.
And speaking of that, you know, a lot of artists shouldn't mind, you know, spending a little money to help promote their careers. But, you know, especially when it comes to the license and the music, what kind of, you know, nothing's guaranteed, but on average, what kind of money generated can expect? You know, is it something where I'm only going to get maybe $500-$600, or is it usually like in the hundreds of thousands, millions, or somewhere in between?
It's actually somewhere in between, like you were saying. It's like we've gone to situations where the expectations were low about advances, and just before we left for one of these conferences or left to travel to Britain and France and Germany just to go see what's around, and then the record started blowing up in the States, and immediately the value was perceived as even higher abroad, and so the advances were immediately like double, triple of what we thought, from like 5,000 euros to like 25,000 euros. And then sometimes, you know, it's better to take... It's like here, too. Sometimes they take that advance money and make sure they work it and put it in the promotion and publicity of the product when it comes out in those markets. So, but I always try to get my clients advance money. I think it's not only shows good faith on their side, but, you know, I like that. So it can vary. I mean, it just depends on the situation.
Okay. I was reading one of the highlight articles on you, and it was talking about first tours. So what exactly is a first tour?
It could be a couple of things. I mean, but basically, if I'm like XYZ Records in Italy, and I'm going to put out your record in March, let's say, well, XYZ Records is going to want you to come over, and they usually will help pay for that trip for you to get over, right? As long as it's not a 20-piece band. And
right. What
I do is I work with the label to find the best concert promoters or the best agents in that market. We contact them. And we map out a strategy in terms of how many gigs we can do in the market. One with the showcase for sure that the company is going to put on for the act. And then maybe two or three gigs around the world, other people, the public, so to speak, will be able to see the act perform. So we work with them and help coordinate with the label and with the act and management over here.
Okay. Okay, and on top of the licensing, as you said, management, are there other services that, you know, the music umbrella can provide to clients?
If we find that we love something or somebody, yet it's really not our match, we can't match up, I'll definitely turn somebody on to somebody I work with and trust in the business. So I could be a referral service. We've done that where we haven't been able to take somebody on for whatever reason, and we'll pass it to somebody that we could trust and maybe down the line work with them again. But as I say, we do marketing. We help plan out all those kind of sort of things. And as I touched on it earlier. Merchandise is kind of a cool thing. We have people that we could go to here in the States that could help create not just logos, but help work with them on the product lines, whether they come up with like a cool scarf to wear on stage or just, so it all depends what they want. I guess we could be considered a full service company on that sense, but the primary interest is to get the music out there.
Right. Okay. And when it comes to setting up those deals, is there like a one deal for everyone situation, or is it really, you know, you're speaking slightly dependent on the quality of music? Is that what everything is based off of, or is it really, really different for every single person?
I gotta say, just there is like a there is an overall blueprint that can work for, you know, that everybody will fit in. But yeah, it's target specific. Every deal is a little different because everybody's needs on both sides are different. The consistent variable is the back end fee for us, but we go to the wall for any of our clients. I mean, most of the people we work with still have been with the company for 10, 15 years, and sometimes even longer. So I think we're doing something right, and I'm just blessed to be in the business.
Right, right. Well, business is sort of blessed to have you.
Thank you.
It's a good exchange. That pretty much wraps it up for us. Is there a way anybody who's interested in, you know, talking with you or trying to, you know, seeing if maybe you have a deal for them, is there a way they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, they could get in touch through you if they like, or they could email us directly. It's all one word. It's themusicumbrella@yahoo.com. We've got a number of email sites, but I like Yahoo because anywhere I go in the world, I can just punch that in and get it easier than sometimes get my Verizon mail. But yeah, musicumbrella@yahoo.com. We read everything, listen to everything. So if it's an MP3 you want us to hear, or you want us to go to your website, or you want to set up a link, we can listen to pull down a lot of the songs. You know, please do. I mean, just have patience. Sometimes, I've got an assistant, an associate, but I'm the one basically at the end of the day is the one that listens to and makes the final decision about how we're going to move. And if I'm out of town, it takes a little while to get back sometimes because it just does. But we listen to everything. You never know what's going to happen, Nate. And that's why I wake up every morning and just so happy to be in it.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, especially when things start happening for you.
Exactly, great deal.
All right, well, thank you again for taking time to speak with us, and hopefully, you know, we'll speak again and have more interviews and more insight about what's going on, maybe break down some of this stuff even a little deeper for our listeners.
Be my pleasure.
All right. I appreciate it much, sir.
Thanks. Have a good day.